Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoff, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Miguel Valdez-Fora, the Chief Executive Officer of Bonitasoft. Bonitasoft's aim is to bring the market a fully functional open source BPM solution, and today that's what we're going to discuss, open source BPM. So Miguel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Peter.
Now, can you give me just a general overview of Bonitasoft and the Bonita project?
Sure. I mean, Bonitasoft is a quite young company because we created the company a year ago. So it's an open source provider of BPM. But, you know, we are relying on almost 10 years of R&D on top of the Bonita project. So the Bonita project was created in 2001, and I'm also the co-founder of this technical project. So we were working for the last 10 years in different companies. Most of them were integrators, so we're experimented on providing BPM applications to customers worldwide on top of the Bonita project. And last year, in 2009, we decided to create our own company. So we created Bonitasoft. We got funded by venture capital firms, and we started the Bonitasoft adventure. So as you mentioned, our aim is to democratize the BPM market, so basically to put in all the hands a BPM solution that anybody can use for free and with the same level of features that the one you could find in any proprietary vendors.
Well, and I imagine most people are thinking, what's essentially the biggest difference then of going with an open source BPM versus going with a proprietary model?
You know, that's just completely different from me. I mean, one of the good things of doing and running an open source business, and in particular here an open source BPM business, is that you become global immediately, meaning that it's like we created the company last year, we released a new version of the product 6 months later. This version was available in different languages, and we were promoting this version worldwide through different channels, traditional marketing channels, social media, different leveraging some open source communities. And then you become, as I said, global immediately compared to a traditional proprietary business model in which you start in a country, then you try to deploy your activity in one particular country. If you get successful, then you try to move to another country. So you can run your business really fast. And that's exactly what's happening. The company started 1 year ago. We released the new version 6 months later. Immediately, we got around 40,000 downloads in average per month from 200 countries. So the adoption is there. So now we are in a really good position to do business. So, I mean, the two models are completely different.
That makes sense. Now, would you say the proprietary model, essentially the whole BPM market, would you call it over-consolidated right now? And what are some of the ramifications of that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people came into this BPM market 10 years ago. So a lot of proprietary companies started a BPM business last 10 years. So what we see today is that some of them, they just close, and some others are now becoming some of the challengers of the big vendors. But what we are facing today is that most of those challengers, those proprietary BPM vendors, are now being acquired by those big vendors. I mean, we have the example last year with Lombardi that was acquired by IBM. So we are facing this consolidation in the BPM market. So for us, it's just perfect because it's like we are providing into the market an alternative. This alternative is having the same level of features that the one provided by the proprietary vendors, and it's free. So it's like, okay, so either you continue working with those big vendors, which is great for some particular projects, either you have a concrete and real alternative if you are looking for something else.
Right, that makes sense. Now, what is your take on cloud-based BPM? What would you say are some of the pros and cons of cloud-based BPM?
You know, Peter, that's a good question because, you know, everybody's talking about cloud. For sure, we are talking also about cloud BPM for a couple of months ago. But, you know, it's like I think that even the vendors that are trying to leverage today a BPM cloud strategy and they want this strategy to become their main revenue stream, those guys are not yet experimented this growth. Because I think that the cloud market is also evolving and it's getting mature, but it's not yet there. So I think from my point of view, we have two different kinds of cloud market. We have the public cloud, we have the private cloud. So most of the people are now trying to make a transition to the private cloud because it's most about, okay, so it's another way to work with our internal servers. So, but in terms of the how the BPM solutions are going to be deployed into the cloud and how a vendor can provide value as a BPM cloud vendor. Again, I think that we have also experimented two different phases. So development time, when you are modeling and developing a BPM application, and production time. And even if a lot of vendors are now trying to focus on providing the right technologies for the development part of the cloud thing, the real value today is on the production side, meaning that what the customers are looking for is, okay, yeah, I have the guys that can use locally a BPM solution to develop new applications, and then what they want is to deploy those new applications in a cloud infrastructure. And most of the time, this cloud infrastructure is going to be a private cloud infrastructure. But I think we are not yet ready for a complete BPM cloud solution for both development and production. I'm not saying that it's not going to come, but today, if there is one focus for me, is the production side. And this is exactly what we are doing at Bonitasoft. So we have a lot of people that are just downloading the solution and using in a traditional way. And the guys that wants to use Bonita, let's say in a cloud way, what they are doing is they download the product, they start doing things locally, and then when they deploy in production, then they deploy in a private cloud infrastructure. So again, I see those two phases, development versus production, and I see the focus today on the production side.
Right. Now, as if you haven't already discussed it, but what would you say is the next big thing in BPM?
And this is something that we are, this is a message that we are pushing from the very beginning at Bonitasoft. We think that the focus in the next year is going to be on the user experience, meaning that a BPM solution is at the end a tool that you are going to use, or a set of tools that you are going to use to build new applications for end users. And most of the people, let's say that the BPM market has been concentrated by last years, on providing the right modeling tools for the development environments. And that's great. I mean, we need those tools. And at Bonita soft side, we are also providing those modeling tools. But we think that the focus is going to be on the user experience. So if the application that we are building on top of Bonita cannot be used by an end user, then we lost. Because it's like, even if you have the best modeler in the world, if the application that you are building on top of this solution is not going to be used and it's not going to be accepted by the end users, then this solution is not going to be adopted for a new project. So this is why we are also putting a lot of effort and dedication on providing new capabilities that allows to the end user to easily interact with a BPM application based on Bonita. So we see the focus on the user experience.
I definitely agree with that. Ease of use and user experience is the next breakthrough. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoff speaking with Miguel Valdez-Fora of Bonitasoft. Thank you so much for some really interesting information, and it's definitely something we're going to keep our eye on here at eBizQ. Thanks a lot, Miguel.
Thank you, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.